In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jason ended up giving him a call once he was able to. They cried on the phone together. And Jason was asking him, why me, Dad? Why me? Why does this have to happen to me? And he said, son, this is God's will. You're young. You're going to get through this. And he reminded him that, isn't Kobe your idol? Kobe got through this. Jason actually had a surgery from the same guy that did Durant surgery and did Tiger Woods surgery. Had it the next day. His dad said he expects him to be out eight to nine months.
Some interesting stuff in there from Mark Spears. Spoke with Jason Tatum's father, I think in Indonesia. We cut that part out, but he's coaching somewhere across the world.
Spears putting in the work.
Got him on the phone.
Yep.
And there's a lot of interesting info in there. A lot of tears shared between Tatum and his father.
As there would be.
A lot of tears going on.
I get it.
We also found out that Tatum had the surgery done by the same individual who did Kevin Durant's Achilles surgery.
Nice. Good results there.
We've said that's kind of the best case scenario. Durant's never quite been the same player, but he's been pretty close.
Yeah.
Especially compared to a lot of other guys who have undergone the injury.
Good point. We didn't factor that in. Some of those other guys might have had like a butcher.
They
like Boogie Cousins might have had some guy they found like off the street.
Might have had
surgery.
Like the team doctor do it. And you're like, who is this guy?
We didn't know that.
The guy who
got a really good deal on this surgery.
Couldn't figure out Ellsbury's ribs. That guy.
That guy, maybe. It would be terrible.
And then you also hear Tatum's dad say he's going to be back in 8 or 9 months. Or Spears say on behalf of Tatum's father, 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I think there's no chance that happens, but is that the right approach? Should he be rushing back? I mean, I say rushing back.
No.
If you're cleared, you're cleared.
No.
But 9 months?
No. Nope. Nope. Not at all. I feel like just to predict the future, Jones, that is going to be something. The team's going to be pretty good. They're not going to be great, but they're going to be pretty good. And then there's going to be a lot of whispers following the All-Star break, following like March Madness, getting closer to the end of the season, be like, well, Tatum might be. Is Tatum shooting? Is Tatum out there? Is he playing? What if they add Tatum to this group? And there's going to be a lot of pressure, I feel like, put on him to come back at a record time. Whereas to me, I would just wipe it out as a lost season. Be like, you lost him in the playoffs. I don't want to see him until the following year. Because a lot of those other guys that we went through, the NBA players that had Achilles, they came back, and also soon after, they might have got something else. Might have been an ACL. Might have been, well, I mean, with John Wall, any number of knee injuries. Like, sometimes they came back, and they suffered another injury. So, I would just give them, like, what's the harm in giving them an extra few months, even? If they're like, oh, the timetable is eight months,
look,
give them 15.
If you want him to be Durant and come back like Durant did, you need to do the Durant timeline. Durant hurt himself in the NBA Finals. He missed a full year. He was out for like 500 some on days. I retweeted this the other day. Durant was out for like 542 days, something like that. And I'll find the exact tweet. Kobe's his idol. This got referenced in that interview with Mark Spears yesterday. And his dad's like, you'll be out there just like Kobe. Kobe had to go through this. Why me, Dad? Why me? And he was back out there. I mean, Kobe was never the same player when he came back. Kobe's actually one of the guys who came back, I think, pretty well from the injury. Mm-hmm. But when Kobe came back like 10 months later, he wasn't the same guy, not even close. He didn't have the same explosion. It was 552 days, by the way, for Durant. And this is from the same guy who gave the same surgery. Dominique Wilkins came back in like 10 months, and it went really well for a year. Shortly after that, he entered the journeyman phase. We went through all this yesterday. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Maybe Tatum can come back quickly, Keith, like Kobe did. Or we get the football texts all the time. Come back like Cam Akers 6 months later. Even Aaron Rodgers is a guy who came back relatively quickly from the injury.
Yeah.
And there was some talk he could have come back much, much quicker. But I don't know. Is Aaron Rodgers the same guy? He's a lot older. Cam Akers was in his early to mid-20s. He came back. He stunk before the injury. He's even worse since the injury. He got re-injured. I mean, Kobe came back, played 101 career more games, and then he was done. So I wouldn't want Tatum rushing back.
I wouldn't either. Now, I would say the one difference between he and, or at least the one assumed difference I have between he and Kevin Durant. So Kevin Durant signed with the Nets and just didn't play all year. The team did make the playoffs. Now, they were a horrible team, and they got swept in the first round by the Raptors, and Kyrie Irving, who was on the team, didn't play in the playoffs. So if this version of the Celtics, let's say Porzingis is gone for money reasons, and Jaylen Brown's playing, has a great year, Derek White's playing, Holiday's back, Horford's back, and they're a top four seed, and Tatum is at the 9 month, I think there's going to be way more of a, well, could he? Because I don't remember if there was any talk, like, if the Nets were better, would they have tried to get Durant on there sooner? It seemed like it made no sense to toss him out there then.
So I would give Tatum a lot of credit if he came back in that situation. I would give him a lot of credit for...
I'd be nervous.
Rushing back, yeah. Toughing it out. Like, I would give him like a lot of toughness points for that. But I don't know that it would be a smart decision.
No.
Play Kevin McHale wasn't smart playing through his foot injury. We were watching Celtic City, so it's on the brain.
Yeah, and that was also later in his career.
He still could have extended his career. It was tough as hell. An impressive thing he did. It wasn't intelligent.
Robert Parrish was like, don't do this.
Yeah. So I would give Tatum a lot of credit for toughing it out while simultaneously saying, is this smart for your career and the Celtics investment? I don't think he's back next year, but add Jason Tatum's father to the list of people who think he's going to recover and get back out there and could help the Celtics next year.
I also think it's a lot different to say, depending on the time of the injury, you come back, say, in February, you play every other game until the end of the year, kind of ramp yourself up. You get thrown into the playoffs, even though there's not back-to-backs in the playoffs. Like, that's crazy. Like, what are you going to play, 40 minutes a night?
Tatum already struggles to shoot in the playoffs when he's fully healthy. He's done it two postseasons in a row.
How dare you?
He has.
He had 42 points in the last game we saw him.
He did. I don't know. I can pull up his overall efficiency if you'd like, but it wasn't good for the second straight postseason.
You're talking about an NBA champion, sir.
It was pretty good, the Magic series. He averaged 35 points a game like the last three games.
Yeah. No, he was good.
I don't think his shooting was very good in those games.
Didn't need to be. They won those games.
Still scored.
I said shoot well. I didn't say he couldn't score. The guy scores a lot of points.
No, I just think if the team is somewhat decent, there's going to be that pull to have him rejoin them, which I just think is, in the long term, not something that you'd want to do.
Me neither.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.